The college experience, Wichita State Shockers at the Memphis Tigers. College basketball preview on the Sports Gambling Podcast Networks presented by WinBet. Sign up using our link and receive a $500 risk-free bet. That's right, $500. And if you send in your first bet slip, you'll also get a free t-shirt as well. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/win for a $500 bet. Yes, that's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/win. That's WYNN. We're also brought to you by Better Than Vegas. Better Than Vegas is the home for avid sports bettors providing insight, analysis, and free betting picks. Better Than Vegas, it's like YouTube for sports betting. Make sure you subscribe to our page so you don't miss one of our picks. sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. We're also brought to you by Ace Per Head. Ace is the leader in paperhead providers, and they make it super easy for you to start your own sports book. Plus, Ace is offering up to 6 weeks free over at aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by Better Edge. Yes, Better Edge is a stock exchange for sports bets, allowing you to bet and sell betting positions like the stock market. And the best part is it allows you to bet with no VIG. That's right, no VIG betting. That's legal in 40 states. Sign up at betteredge.com, promo code SGP for a free $10 bet. That's better, BETTOR, edge.com, promo code SGP. Yes, woo-ee. Welcome to the college experience, Wichita State at Memphis preview. My name is Colby Swinging Dantabase Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick, this is a pick. And we are picking a dandy in the AAC, American Athletic Conference. You got the Memphis Tigers who, you know, Penny Hardaway, this is an extremely talented team, but I've had a hard time getting a feel on them this year. And some of that is due to COVID, but some of it is also due to the fact that I think they've just been kind of underachieving thus far. And I'm a Penny Hardaway guy, but they have, let's call a spade here. They're just 6-5 and they're coming off. So they had been hit with a 20-day layoff because of COVID. They came back, took an L to Tulsa in a game they were favored by. And then you have essentially this matchup. So you break down Memphis's schedule so far this year. Okay. Out the gate, they open it up 17-point win against St. Mary's. And we're thinking, damn, this Memphis team from a personnel, you know, overview, this is going to be a team that's going to be in March, and it's going to be a problem in March. Then they follow that up with a loss to Western Kentucky, the Hilltoppers, who I'm really high on in the CUSA, Conference USA. Then they follow that up with a loss, an 11-point loss to VCU in the A-10. And you're thinking, man, I don't know. And then they beat Arkansas State, Central Arkansas, and Mississippi Valley State. But those three schools are not good. Then they follow that up with a loss to Bruce Pearl in Auburn. They squeak by Ron Hunter and Tulane. And then they lose to Tulsa. So they got swept by Tulsa, and then they beat South Florida by one. And then the Tulsa game that we just mentioned. And now you have Wichita State, the Shockers, who just come in. You know, they had a ton of transfers this past year, transfer out, you know, the Greg Marshall situation. It was chaotic. But you want to talk about a team that is overachieving, that is kind of slept on here. And especially when you analyze the schedule of the Shockers, I'm kind of bullish on this team. Out the gates, they beat Oral Roberts, then they lose to Missouri, who Quanzo Martin in Missouri, they're contenders in the SEC. Then they lose by three to an Oklahoma State team I'm really bullish on. Then they take down Tulsa by four. They beat South Florida by five. Now, granted, that was in overtime. Then they go to Ole Miss and win by four. and they lose to Houston by only 7. They win against Cincinnati and Tulsa. So they swept Tulsa, who many people think probably the second best team in the AAC. I think it might be these Shockers. You look at their three losses, Missouri, OK State, Houston, all three by 10 points or less. I mean, the Missouri game was the second game of the season. They lost by 10. The other two losses are by 7 and 3. So they were right there. This is a must watch game for me. This is a huge game, and I shout out to Isaac Brown doing a great job taking over as the interim head coach. And you know, because they had a team that was really bullish on prior to everyone transferring out. Now they do still have a guy that I loved watching last year. So they have two guys actually, and that's Tyson Etienne. Get a chance to watch the guard Tyson Etienne. I also like the forward Morris Adizi. But Etienne, 18 points a game, 4 boards, 2.3 assists, 1 steal, essentially. He's their only guy averaging in double digits, but Morris Adizi is like 9.5 points. So those two guys are the 1-2 punch for the Shockers. But after that, they do have some young guards that are playing solid. Dexter Dennis, Ricky Council, Gilbert, their other guard. So but really I've just been impressed with them, and that schedule is tough. Let me actually, I think I have some stats here for you. Okay. So currently, Wichita State's played the 25th hardest schedule in the country. They only have 3 losses. That is impressive to me. This team greatly overachieving right now in KenPom's. They're rated 71st in the nation. And the irony here is I believe Memphis is the 70th ranked team in KenPom's. But you look at Memphis's team, and I, in my opinion, they should just be a lot better. They have talent all over this team. Start off from the guards, Landers Nolley, as well as Lester Quinones and Boogie Ellis. And you're like, wait, those are 3 studs. Okay. Then you get to the forwards, DJ Jeffries, stud. And you know, the DeAndre Williams. Now I know he's been banged up, but this team, and you can go further onto that bench where I think there's been solid players on this roster. It's just been kind of shocking to me. They're better than their record indicates talent wise. And look, I'm a Penny Hardaway guy. I am. I loved watching him play ball. I think he's one of the more underrated players in the past 30 years, but I don't know how well he can coach. I think the jury's still out. Last year, you know, we were deprived of seeing Wiseman on with Memphis. So I think the jury is certainly out. And I think that team is better on paper than the performance they've put up so far this season. I would say like one of the keys for Memphis here is they got to not turn the ball over. I feel like they turn the ball over a lot. I'll say, I think they hold a huge edge, not only from a height point of view, but also just, they're just a more athletic team. DeAndre Williams though, by the way, yeah, Evansville transfer. I knew that. But the Shockers come in as a team that is kind of like a patient team. So there's a little bit of contrast here because you got Memphis who likes to kind of push the ball against the Shockers that kind of use the clock. They're kind of just a smart team. They're 57th in the nation, averaging 62 shot attempts a goal. They're 94th in adjusted defensive efficiency. So I'm just trying to paint this picture for you. What Wichita State can do defensively is the reason why they're 71st in the nation in KenPom, because they got one guy averaging in double digits. They really like to slow it down and try to beat you defensively. Play their game, you know, and Memphis is a team that's, I think, just kind of all over the place. you know, I haven't watched a ton of Memphis this year, just a couple games. But to me, they always look unorthodox to me. I would say one of they just got to take better care of the ball. They got to value their possessions. That's one of the big things that stands out. I feel like in even last year's Memphis team to me, just stood out as a team that, didn't look like a team, like they've been practicing. It looked just kind of, oh, throw the ball here, throw the ball there. You know, like just not running a real strict offense, just kind of just at times lackadaisical. So, and look, I want Memphis to, I would love to see Memphis come back and be a Final Four team one of these years. So, I would love to see that, but until I see otherwise. Now the line on this, it opened up as Memphis -2. The money is going towards Memphis is -3 now. I think ETN, and that's the matchup I guess we got to watch, is Tyson ETN, who was a great chunk of the offense for Wichita out of New Jersey. Him going up against the likes of Quiñones and Nolly. I think Quiñones will probably be the guy on him if I had to guess. This guy, Quiñones, is a baller. He's a baller. I've been a big fan of his game. So if they can limit ETN, make him shoot a low percentage, I think that's the key to score. I mean, who else scores on Wichita? You're going to go a DZ, but even a DZ, will be matched up with the likes of Jeffries and Williams. So I think there's a huge advantage in Memphis's favor. But with all that said, I'm going to say you play the Shockers here. And that's another factor, is the Shockers can shoot the three well. ETN shooting at around 40%, just shy of 40% from three. Council shooting 55% basically from three. Then you Clarence Jackson, 44%. So these guys, Craig Porter Jr., this guy hasn't even missed a three this year. Now he doesn't get a ton of burn. He's getting about 14 minutes a game. But my point is this team has some talent that can hit open threes. So if you can penetrate with ETN or draw the double with Udizi, kick it around, find that open guy, I think they have the key to winning this game. And I actually think there's a big coaching advantage there. Until I see otherwise with Penny, not a shot at the guy. I just think Wichita State is a better, they play team basketball better. You know who Memphis reminds me of? It's ironic because it's one of their old coaches, but John Calipari's Kentucky squad. You got talent all over this team. I mean, here's a perfect example for you. The guy who leads the team in assist in the starting five is DeAndre Williams, the Evansville transfer, with 2.8 assists. When you have this much talent, I mean, that's just kind of shocking to me. Give me until I see otherwise. I still think Memphis could be a tough draw as they continue to grow. That's another, and that's something to defend Penny Hardaway. You know, they had to battle COVID all year. They hadn't looked good, but it's early in the year. This team's talented, and as the season prolongs, I expect them to be a tough out throughout the whole conference for the likes of all the teams that we think, you know, we know Houston's the team to beat in the AAC, but after that, you know, Tulsa, SMU, Wichita, I think they're going to have their hands full with this Memphis team. So as they continue to build and get more familiar playing with it, that's another thing. They lost a ton last year. So I wouldn't shock me if Memphis won this game. I don't think I'm not going to lock this one, but I do like Wichita State and the points catching three. I just think they're the better team thus far that we've seen until otherwise. It's kind of like that Duke Pitt game. You know, I took Pitt because I was like, man, I get it. Duke's at a spot where they need the win more. Like Memphis needs this win more, but I had not seen a really impressive performance at all this year from Memphis, even watching the highlights of the games I missed. So I'm going to say you ride with the Shockers here and ETN and company. So that's the play here. Dundee all over this one. Excited to watch this one in the AAC, man. I think the AAC conference could be fun. Conference tournament, and especially Houston. I know they just destroyed Tulsa tonight, and I was on the wrong side of that, but you know, Caleb Mills transferring. I wonder at what point does that take effect? I'm a big Kelvin Sampson guy, but I wonder at some point, does that hurt them? We shall see, but I say take the Shockers here. Guys, if you're a first time listener to the College Experience, make sure you subscribe. We handicap every single Division I college basketball and college football game. And yeah, been doing it for 4 years. I say we, because me, Patty C, NC Nick, my co-hosts that are normally here with me, we've each season, we just pick every game, college basketball and college football game, post that on a spreadsheet, and each and every season. So not at, well, yes, as a grand total, but also we don't keep track of our grand total record of everything for 4 years. We have no idea. I mean, yes, we have that data available, but I'm talking about from each season, each college basketball season, me, NC Nick, Patty C, over 500. Each college football season, me, Patty C, NC Nick, over 500. And that's picking it every game. We're also way over 500 on our locks, and we give you all of that for free on a spreadsheet over sportsgamblingpodcast.com. We also tweet them out daily, and I'll give you the Twitter handles in a second here. But you got no reason not to follow our picks, because we've proven to make you money. 1 year, I get it. You could be like, okay, the idiots got lucky. But no, 4 years in, we know what we're talking about. So the joke is on you, my friends. So make sure you check that out. We don't charge for picks, and we won't charge for picks. The only thing I'm going to try to charge you for is your kindness. You can get over to iTunes, give us a 5-star review. We'd certainly appreciate it. And oftentimes sponsors have told us that's been a big deal for them. They like to see fans engaged talking about the podcast they're about to invest in. So perhaps you do that and a company gives us a bunch of money and we give you more breakdowns, win you more money. And then that girl that you always liked that wasn't interested, perhaps she's interested because she sees an aura about you, something good going in your life. You're waking up. The birds are chirping. Before, you never heard the fucking birds. All you heard was the dump truck, but no, you won some money. You went to a nicer part of town. And you fucking just started winning in life. Got that bowling alley you always wanted in your basement. You're bowling frames. You're fucking bowling turkeys. Just running through hot ass. You know, got you fucking. You're doing so much great things in life. You're just killing it all across the board. You bought a fucking sailboat. Got boat shoes and everything. Looks like you're in a fucking rap video every time you go, you and your friends go out. You know, it looks like you're in a fucking Fat Joe music video. You're just off, out in the fucking ocean, drinking beverages, just having a dandy old time, fucking throwing champagne up in the air, you know, just having a great scattered ass all over your boat. Who knows who's driving the fucking thing, but who cares, right? You're having a great time. Big pimping. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Give us a 5-star review. We'd appreciate it. Guys, make sure you also, if you do give us a 5-star review, take a screenshot, tag me at the Colby D, and I will send you a College Experience t-shirt. How about that? At the Colby D on Twitter. Patty C's on Twitter at Patty C831. NC Nick's on Twitter at NC_NICK. Check out all of his great writing content on sportsgamblingpodcast.com. And we are part of the Sports Gambling Podcast. They're on Twitter at DSGP Network. Give all of them a follow. And what else? The Slack channel, Sports Gambling Podcast. That's awesome. That's awesome. Very awesome stuff. Check that out. It's like imagine going to like a slumber party with just 100 fucking DJs just hanging. A slumber party, an actual fucking party. You know, dudes doing keggers, right? You got that going on pretty much. You got guys telling you, hey, did you hear Florida A&M's power forward, you know, broke his finger fucking working at a Taco Bell the night before? I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, but you're going to get intel like that. It's a lot of fun. It seriously is. It's like the biggest amount of degens. It's all sitting there talking and giving gambling advice and normally pretty dead on with it. working at a Taco Bell. What the fuck am I talking about? Okay, guys, this is the Wichita State Memphis preview. I say take the Shockers and the 3 points, and I like it as the money line play too. You better start thinking about yours, and we out.